national anthem, and now Jim Maloney getting set to warm up for the Cincinnati Reds. The Mets won the first game of this four-game series by a score of 10-3. In that game, they had 14 hits to tie their season high for base hits. In the second game, they won it 4-1. Tracy Stollard was the winning pitcher in the second game. In the first game, the winning pitcher was Carl Willie. And the Mets will have Al Jackson going in the first game of the doubleheader. In the second game, it's going to be Roger Craig against Jim O'Toole. Cincinnati with their two big men going here today in this doubleheader. Jim Maloney, who has a record of 9 wins and 2 losses. In the second game, it'll be Jim O'Toole, who has 5 shutouts. And also a man who has won 10 ball games so far this year. Fine crowd on hand, all in shirt sleeves. Down the left field line, the distance 328 feet. In center field, 383. In right center field, it's 360. And down the right field line, 366. This ballpark right here, one time, used to face the other way around. Home plate was in center field, and at one time, it was completely underwater during one of the big heavy floods. And one of the ball players rolled out over the center field wall, which stands right now about 15 feet high. Well, we're all set to go, and coming in here to bring you the play-by-play, a fellow who has broadcast many games in the major leagues, and I don't think, Bob, you ever had a nicer day to work than right here. Here's Bob Murphy.
Boy, you feel good all over when you get to a ballpark for a Sunday doubleheader and you have a beautiful day like this. Charlie Neal will be leading off against Jim Maloney. Maloney, a hard-throwing right-hander, has struck out 83 men in 87 innings. First pitch of the afternoon is foul ball. Back to the screen, no play. Jim Maloney giving the Cincinnati pitching staff a tremendous lift at a time when they really needed to get a lift, with Bob Perkey on the sidelines and Joey Jay having trouble winning. Now the curve is swung and missed. Strike two to Charlie Neal. Maloney against New York this year has won 2 and lost none. He beat New York in the Polo Grounds to give Cincinnati a split in the 2-game series on Tuesday afternoon. 2-strike delivery outside and high. 1-2 to Charlie Neal. 2-2 Coleman on deck, and then Ron Hunt. The Mets and the Reds are even now after 10 ball games. Now Maloney over the head. In comes his pitch. It swung and missed. Strike three. He got him with a high hard one. Jim Maloney figures to be one of the pitchers who can challenge Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale for the strikeout leadership. Right now, Drysdale and Koufax are leading Maloney by about 20 strikeouts. Drysdale has struck out 110. And Choo Choo takes the pitch low, ball one. Well, for the baseball fan, today is a real harvest day. Every major league team playing a doubleheader. Now Choo Choo lets the fastball go. It's low, ball two, 2-0. Choo Choo had 2 hits and 4 trips in the game yesterday, and he helped to build a run with a good sacrifice bunt in the opening inning. Now the pitch on the way, a swing and a miss. The game yesterday won by New York 4-1. It was a picture book game in some respects. 2 of the runs scored by New York came in on home runs by Ed Cranepool and Charlie Neal. And the others were manufactured in real picture book style. Now the 2-1 delivery hit down the left field line, a foul ball up the bat of Choo Choo, and no play. The Mets got their last run in the ninth inning on a base hit by Jimmy Pearsall, a base hit by Choo Choo Coleman, and then a good squeeze play with Ron Hunt squeezing the run home. Their first inning run had come on a base hit, a sacrifice, and a hit-and-run base hit. Two-two pitch is swung and missed, strike three. And Maloney has struck out the first 2 men up. He struck out 12 men against the Mets on Tuesday in the Polo Grounds. Two outs, nobody on. The hitter is Ron Hunt. Ron batting at 266. Ron has five hits in eight times at bat in this series. Breaking ball over, strike one call. Tuesday afternoon, when Maloney started against New York, he struck out the side in the first inning. The big right-hander winds and pitches. Foul ball off to the right. No play on the count, strike two. Don Pavelic is at first base. Pete Rose playing second. Chico Cardenas is the shortstop. Darrell Spencer playing third. Frank Robinson is in left field. Veda Penson in center, and Tommy Harper is around at right. Johnny Edwards behind the plate and Jim Maloney on the mound. Now the two-strike delivery. He held up in time. It's inside and high. One ball and two strikes. Jim Maloney, only 23 years old, out of Fresno, California, has good size and tremendous pitching power. Here's the pitch on the way. He held up on a breaking ball. It just missed. 2-2. Cincinnati Reds have won 31 games this year. Jim O'Toole and Jim Maloney have combined for 20 of the 31 victories. Now here's the windup. 2-2 delivery. He lays off and it's high. Ball three. The Reds came very close to having three 20-game winners last year. Bob Perkey was 23-5. Joey Jay won 21 ball games, and Jim O'Toole just fell short. Three-two delivery. A pop fly to short right field. Coming in for it is Tommy Harper, the right fielder. He makes the catch, and the side is up. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. The score in the middle of the first inning, the Mets nothing and the Reds coming to bat. Al Jackson on the mound for New York at the opener of today's doubleheader. The Reds have been a tough team for Al this year. He lost a game to Joey Jay in the Polo Grounds 4-2 and was knocked out of the box by Cincinnati on Tuesday afternoon. So Al this year against the Reds has won none and lost two. His lifetime record against Cincinnati, 2 wins and 4 losses. Pete Rose, a switch hitter, leads off. Pete batting at 272. Bunts the ball, it's fouled on the third baseline. Dick Sessler on the lines at first, and Reggie Otero is the third base coach. Again today, the construction work out beyond center field, where they are putting in a big freeway. The dirt, which has been shaped for the highway, has been sprayed green to help the hitter's background. Inside at the letters, one ball and one strike to Pete Rose. Al Jackson and Carl Willie are leading the New York Mets in victories. Each has posted five. Now Alvin winds the 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball over, a call strike. 1-2 on Pete Rose. Following the doubleheader today, the Mets will be boarding their chartered flight to St. Louis and open a series with the Cardinals tomorrow night. Now the 1-2 delivery. A Baltimore chop down toward shortstop, taken by Neal, thrown to first, 9-9. A base hit. Pete Rose is on with an infield hit. That was the Baltimore chop. It came off the plate with a real long, high bounce. By the time Charlie could grab it, it was too late to do anything about it. Now the hitter is rookie Tommy Harper, bats right-handed. Pitch thrown by Jackson. He bunts, a beautiful bunt. It'll be hard to get him. The throw to first. He's out on a close play at first base. Charlie Neal to Tim Harkness, and they get Tommy Harper. He really laid down a good one. It goes as a sacrifice. Pete Rose moving over to second. The first four men in the Cincinnati batting order today, Pete Rose, Tommy Harper, Veda Penson, and Frank Robinson, all have real good running speed. Now Veda Penson batting at 305. Last half of the first, no score. Pitched by Jackson. A line drive to left field. It's going to be a base hit. Thomas has to chase it back to the wall. In the score comes Pete Rose, and Penson has a stand-up double. Line drive double to left field by Veda Penson, scoring Pete Rose. Reds lead 1-0. For Veda Penson, his 33rd run batted in. Rose got on with an infield hit on a Baltimore chop that took that a high, long bounce off home plate. Harper bunted him over, and Penson has driven him home. Now Frank Robinson is batting. Robinson has 11 homers and 45 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter, they play him to left. And he is hit by the pitch. So Al Jackson, getting off to a shaky start here in the first inning, will be trying to pitch his way out of trouble as Darrell Spencer comes on. Now they are sending the sign down to the New York bullpen, and Galen Sisko is going to start warming up. Now Jackson off the stretch. Delivers a breaking ball over for a call strike to Darrell Spencer. Darrell hitting 287. He's knocked 18 runs in. Runners on first and second, one man down. Down comes the pitch to Spencer, a ground foul hit in behind Reggie Otero. No play on the count, two strikes. Chico Cardenas, the Cincinnati shortstop, is the on-deck batter, and then Don Pavletic, the first baseman. Freddie Hutchinson platooning to get Tommy Harper and Don Pavletic into the lineup against Jackson, the left-hander. Bob Skinner and Gordy Coleman sitting this one out. Alvin taking his time, now looks in to get his sign from Choo Choo. A two-strike count on Darrell Spencer. Pitch to him, outside and low, one ball and two strikes. Although we have a beautiful day here in Cincinnati right now, the weatherman is talking about rain later this afternoon. Veda Penson leading off second. Frank Robinson leads off first. Penson and Robinson are off to a great years in base stealing. Penson has stolen 18 and Robinson 19. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Al Jackson leads the New York Mets pitchers in strikeouts. He started this game with 65 for the year. Carl Willie is now the runner-up. Now Chico Cardenas, right-hand batter, hitting at 255. Pickoff play, throw to second, not in time. Beta Fenson whirling around and plunging headlong to get back in. Leo Cardenas, although he has played a lot of baseball already, is only 23 years old. Now Jackson steps off the mound, chasing the runners back. Yankees got two in the first inning against Detroit. They lead 2-0, end of one. Bunning against Terry. Pitch taken low, and Choo-Choo bluffs a throw down to first base. One ball, no strikes on Cardenas. Now the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's off the outside corner, ball two. Many times over the years in baseball, it has been one player's misfortune in the form of an injury that has given another player a chance to get in the lineup, and from that point on, they really established themselves. And that was true of Chico Cardenas. He did not figure in the starting infield last year, but when Gene Freese was hurt and went to the sidelines, they moved Casco to third, and Cardenas got his chance. Breaking ball over, a strike call, 2-1. He kept picking up momentum as the year went along. After the All-Star game, over the second half of the year, he batted 324, and he wound up the whole year hitting over 290. When the Reds first signed him, at the age of 16, he weighed 128 pounds. Now the 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss on a fastball, 2-2. Right now he weighs about 155, dripping wet. But he will surprise you. He has good power. One run in. Reds leading 1-0. We're in the last half of the first inning. Fenson on second. Robinson on first. Two men down. And the count 2-2 on Cardenas. Foul ball back toward the screen. No play. Breeze blowing from right toward left, the first time it has blown in that direction in the series. Now Jackson up in pitching position, deals 2-2, off the outside corner, 3-2. Beta Penson and Frank Robinson will be running now on 3-2 with two men down. Galen Sisco warming up in the bullpen as Al Jackson encounters difficulty here in the first inning. Now Jackson in pitching position. There go the runners. Here's the pitch. He struck him out swinging. Jackson threw him a changeup on 3-2, and he caught Cardenas way off his timing. Real good pitch by Al Jackson. Side retired with one run, two hits, no errors, two left on. At the end of one inning, the score, the Reds won and the New York Mets nothing. Now let's follow the excitement here with Ralph Kiner.
Duke Snider, the first batter up, Bob.
Thank you, and here we go. First pitch by Jim Maloney, a curveball for ball one. Duke batting 219, 11 home runs, 25 runs batted in. And his 11th home run came right here in this park. 1-0 pitch to Duke inside. Again, a curve, it's ball two. And, of course, if you had heard that game, you would have known that Duke got the ball back, and it was his 400th home run in his Major League career. 2-0 and Maloney with a fastball this time, and he misses for ball three. It'll be Duke Snider, Frank Thomas, and Ed Cranepool against Jim Maloney here in the second. Maloney struck out two in the first. And now a 3-0, Duke swings away and pops the ball up. A hard swing by Duke. It's in foul territory. And it goes out of play. That ball was up in the air. Duke giving the go sign at 3-0. And again now 3-1. Interesting to note the change in strategy by the two clubs. In the first inning, the Cincinnati Reds bunted their first man up
over from first base to second. Manager Freddie Hutchison playing for one run, hoping that Maloney would keep the game down in the low scoring part. And right here with the Mets behind by one, Duke, the big hitter for the Mets, giving the go sign at 3-0 in the second inning. Again, that 3-1, he swings away and fouls the ball out of play for a 3-2 count now. Mets trying to get runs anyway off Jim Maloney. And they figure that Maloney will not be too wild. At one time in the early stages of his career, he was fairly wild. 3-0, back in there at 3-2, and it's a foul ball again. So at 3-0, 3-1, and 3-2, Duke has fouled the ball off. Cincinnati, one run on two hits. The Mets have no hits so far. Now a curveball on 3-2, and it's outside for ball four, and Duke becomes the first base runner for the Mets. Frank Thomas coming in the batter's box. He's batting .243. Three home runs, 15 runs batted in. No one out here in the top of the second inning. The Reds lead 1-0. Thomas right on top of the plate. And the first pitch to the right-hand batter is a curveball pulled foul, fielded by Cookie Lavagetto. Strike one. Cookie coaching in the third base coaching box. And at first base, Sally Hemus. For the Reds, they have Johnny Edwards catching. At first base, Don Pavletic. At second base, Pete Rose. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. And the third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Now Jim Maloney with a one-strike delivery. High and inside. Thomas spins out of the way. Ball one. In the outfield for the Reds, Frank Robinson in left field. Veda Pinson deep in center field, right at the bottom of the incline. And in right field, Tommy Harper. One ball, one strike. Maloney sets, looks at first, and comes back with a high inside curveball. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Maloney struck out 10 in five innings against the Mets in his last start against them. He ended up with 12 in the game, and he worked eight innings in the ball game. The last inning pitched by Jim Owens, and Jim Owens struck out one. Now at 2-1, the pitch to Thomas is again inside. He moves away. Ball three. Maloney one time this year struck out 16 batters in a game against the Milwaukee Braves, and he struck out eight in a row, which ties the record. Three balls and one strike. Frank Thomas batting. No one out here in the top of the second. The Mets need one to tie. And with Duke Snider running, the 3-1 pitch is high for ball four. So two walks in a row by Jim Maloney, and the batter coming up is Ed Cranepool. Ed with his first Major League home run yesterday on the road. And it gave the Mets a 2-1 lead. They later won the game 4-1. Cranepool with two home runs so far in the Major Leagues. He has driven in 10 runs. He's batting .207. Now Maloney with a stretch position in the first pitch to Cranepool. A fastball that's through in the inside corner, strike one. As Bob told you, Maloney is fast. He throws right off the chop, and he has a good curveball to go along. ...23 years of age. Now again he sets. And the one strike pitch to the left-hand batter is inside. One ball, one strike. Bright sunny day, a beautiful day for baseball. First game of two. One ball, one strike, and the pitch to Cranepool way outside. A curveball, two balls and one strike. Johnny Edwards, the catcher, had to go way out of the catching box to come up with that one. Two Two balls and one strike, and the pitch to Crane Pool is fouled away. And while we wait for another ball to be put in play, we'll pause for station identification.
810 on the radio dial, WGY Schenectady. The time is 2:32.
Ralph Kiner with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Crosley Field in Cincinnati. The score 1-0, the Reds lead. The Mets batting with runners at first and second. And the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and Crane Pool goes down swinging. Strikeout number 3 for Jim Malone in the game, his first out here in the second, and the batter will be Tim Harkness. Harkness batting from the left-hand side, hitting 218. Duke Snider at second base, Frank Thomas at first. And the first pitch to Harkness is a curve that again is way outside, ball one. Johnny Edwards going out of the catching box to catch it and now walking out in front of home plate before returning the ball. Now the set position and the 1-0 delivery high and outside, a fastball for ball two. The on-deck batter is Al Moran, the shortstop. Harkness the batter, the seventh man in the batting order. And now Maloney at 2-0 to Harkness. And it's a strike in the inside corner. Fastball and a count now, 2-1. Harkness with 5 home runs, 18 runs batted in. Reds 1, the Mets nothing. One out top of the second inning. Now at 2-1, the pitch is fouled away. This was a fastball that was right in tight. And Harkness was jammed and fouled the ball right off his fist. So that rounds it out at 2-2. Fine crowd on hand, just about a capacity park. Cincinnati has always been a Sunday town. People coming in from around the area to see baseball on Sunday. 2-2, the pitch to Harkness. Curveball lying to center field. It's going to be in there. Duke Snider scores easily from second base. Frank Thomas now rounding. They're going to send him in. Here comes the throw. Thomas will make it. The throw cut off, and going into second base with a stand-up double is Tim Harkness. And the Mets lead by a score of 2-1. That ball was hit to the center field side of left field, right through the alley. Ball going out to the wall on the ground, 383 feet away. So the Mets have taken the lead, 2-1 here in the second inning, and the batter's Al Moran. The two RBIs for Harkness, giving him 20 for the year. And the first pitch to Moran, a base hit over the shortstop's head. Harkness rounds at third base. He'll score. And holding at first base with a base hit is Al Moran. Mets lead it now 3-1. That will bring up Al Jackson, the pitcher. In case you just tuned in, Duke Snider walked, as did Frank Thomas. And then after Eddie Crane Pool had struck out, Tim Harkness doubled to left center to drive in Snider and Thomas. And now Al Moran with a base hit to drive in Harkness. So the Mets have been tough against the Reds. They have played 10 games so far this year, and the Mets have won 5. They have won the first 2 games of this series. They lead here 3-1 in the third. Jackson, the left-hand batter, batting at 167, and he swings at the first pitch, strike one. Darrell Spencer at third base, playing about 60 feet away, looking for a possible bunt. Now Maloney back to the plate, and Jackson again with a swing. It's strike two. Well, manager Freddie Hutchinson in the first inning, bunting. And he was hoping that Maloney could keep the Mets from scoring. He'll have to change his way of play now with the Mets on top, 3-1. Here's the two-strike pitch. A bunt attempt. It's a foul ball, and Jackson is out. He'll go down as a strikeout victim. The put out to the catcher. And that is the fourth strikeout for Jim Maloney. It brings up Charlie Neal, who struck out his first time up. Charlie batting 229. Al Moran at first base. Reds with two out. Neal, the seventh man to bat in this inning. And he swings hard at a fastball. Strike one. Charlie has one hit in the series, and that was a home run, his third home run of the year. The home run going over the center field wall. It's a short fence in center field here. One strike pitch, a sidearm, let up curveball. A swing and a miss, strike two. When a fellow like Maloney throws sidearm, it's bad enough. But when he throws a let-up curve off a sidearm pitch, that's pretty tough. Now two strikes. He comes back with a fastball that moves Charlie Neal away from the plate. One ball, two strikes. Maloney is fast. He even looks fast from up here, Bob. We're a long way off.
You know, when you see a fellow that looks this fast in a day game, you know he's fast.
That's right. Now at 1-2, the fastball swung on and missed for strike three. So Maloney strikes out the side, and he now has five strikeouts in two innings, but the Mets lead him by a score of 3-1. They scored three runs in the second inning on two hits. There were no errors, and one man was left on. And the score at the end of 1.5 innings of play, the Mets 3, the Reds 1. Well, Al Jackson out of the mound, working here in the bottom half of the second inning. He has a two-run lead, and he'll be pitching to the seventh, eighth, and ninth batters in the batting order. It'll be Don Pavletic, Johnny Edwards, and Jim Maloney. Jackson gave up one run in the first inning when Pete Rose beat out a chop off the plate. He was sacrificed to second base, and he scored on a double to left field by Veda Pinson. After Pinson, Jackson walked, I should say, put Frank Robinson on by hitting him. Then he struck out Darryl Spencer and Leo Cardenas to get out of the inning. Here's the first pitch to Pavletic, a fastball for strike one. Pavletic batting from the right-hand side, batting 200. And Jackson back with a slow changeup just off the plate. One ball, one strike. Pavletic has caught. He's being used at first base, alternating with the left-hand batter, Gordy Coleman. Coleman having a real off year. Now at the 1-1 count, slow curveball is too low for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Choo-choo Coleman sending the signs out to Jackson. And the little left-hander now comes back in, and it's a fastball that swung on for strike two. Mets have Tim Harkness at first base, Ron Hunt at second. He's checking the sun right now, sun shining brightly. At shortstop, Al Moran, and at third base, Charlie Neal. And at 2-2, Jackson misses outside. Three balls, two strikes. In the outfield, Frank Thomas in left field, Duke Snider in center, and Ed Crane pulling right. Three balls and two strikes, and Jackson gets a foul ball off the bat of Pavletic. The ball going right through the coaching box, and Reggie Otero had to jump high in the air to get away from it. Coaching at first base, Dick Sisler. Dick was telling about playing in the old-timers game at Philadelphia the other day when they drew over 35,000 people. Now 3-2, the pitch by Jackson. It's low for ball four. Jackson's first walk, and the Reds now with a runner at first base and no one out, and Johnny Edwards the batter. Sisler in that old-timers game got a double, but he had the advantage of being able to work out with the Reds for a long time before the game. Andy Semenek, who played in that game, hit a home run. And they played against the regular Philadelphia Philly team. Here's the first pitch to Edwards, lying the right center of base hit. Going to second base, Pavlidic. He'll go to third. Here comes a throw cut off by Rod Hunt, and now the Reds have the time run at first base with no one out. A runner at third, and the batter is Jim Maloney. Jackson with no luck against the Reds this year. He is 0-2. His last time out, he was knocked out in the second inning. Jim Maloney, a left-hand batter, coming in. He's batting 0-91, three hits and 33 trips to the plate. Speaking of old-timers games, the Mets will be playing one on June 22nd in the Polo Grounds. There's a curveball to Maloney, a called strike. Once again, Galen Sisco up and throwing in the bullpen. Galen was up in the first inning when Jackson worked the sixth man. Mets lead 3-1. Jackson with a set position, infield looking for the double play, and the pitch is outside. A throw to third base, but Pavlidic gets back in before the tag was made. Play put on by Choo-Choo Coleman. The other day, the Mets had runner picked off at first base, and the ball went on through to right field when the first baseman didn't cover properly. Now the 1-1 pitch, and there's a foul ball. It'll go out of play. Charlie Neal making a run for it, but the ball going into the lower deck here at Crosley Field. This is a two-deck stadium. And a fine crowd on hand. The perfect day for baseball, 76 degrees at game time. Don't get many days as good as this here in Cincinnati. It's a hot town normally. Now Jackson in 1-2, and Maloney dribbles one down to first base. Harkness looks at third, holds a runner there, and then goes to second base to Al Moran to pick up the force out. A good play by Tim Harkness holding the runner at third. And the best part of the play, picking up the runner going on down to second base. Harkness had the option of making the play on the runner coming down the line, but he wisely took the run away from second base. One man out now. The batter will be Pete Rose, batting for the second time. He is 1-for-1 in the game, having scored the only run for the Reds in the first inning. Mets lead 3-1. Rose batting right-handed. He's a switch hitter. And again, the Mets playing back, looking for the double play. First pitch is on the outside corner, a strike call. One out in the bottom half of the second inning. Reds with runners at first and third base. Al Jackson with a one-strike count to Pete Rose. And the pitch. Hit hard, sharply on the ground. Rod Hunt, a backhand play, going to second base. A throw to first base, not in time. Scoring from third on the play, Don Pavlidic. Rod Hunt made a fine play to come up with that ball. He had to backhand it as he moved over to second base. When Al Moran didn't get to the bag, Hunt had to make the play himself. He went to the bag, stepped on it, threw to first base, but missed the man, Rose, who is a fast runner by about a half a stride. Reds now cutting the lead to one run. The score 3-2 in favor of the Mets, and the batter is Tommy Harper. Harper batting 215, a right-hand batter. And he checks just in time. The pitch low for ball one. Rose at first base with a short lead. And he draws a throw there. No tag made. Jackson has a good move to first. This time he comes to the plate and gets a fastball on the outside corner. count, one ball, one strike. Jackson, a long look at the signs, now stretches. And changes up. The ball is hit sharply to third. Charlie Neal, a good play and a bad bounce. Coming up with the ball, the throw across is in time, and that retires the side. That ball came up, and Charlie smothered the ball against his chest to hold on to it, and then threw across in time. In the inning for the Reds, one run on one hit. There were no errors, and one man was left on, and the score at the end, two innings of play. The New York Mets 3, the Cincinnati Reds 2. Thank you, Bob. And here is Choo-Choo Coleman coming to bat here in the top of the third. Jim Maloney with the first pitch, and the pitch is popped up to shallow third base. Moving over is Leo Cardenas, the shortstop, and he makes the play in foul territory. One pitch by Jim Maloney and one out in the third. The Mets lead 3-2. The batter coming up will be Ron Hunt. Maloney has struck out five men in 2 1/3 innings. He struck out two in the first, getting Choo-Choo Coleman and Charlie Neal. In the second, he struck out the side, striking out Neal for the second time. Al Jackson also struck out, and Ed Cranepool. But the Mets scored three runs in the top of the second off the big, strong right-hander. Two walks, a double by Harkness driving in two runs, and a single by Moran driving in Harkness. Now the batter, Ron Hunt, coming into the batter's box. Ron flat out to right field his first time up. Ron batting .266. And Maloney with a fastball outside for ball one. Hunt had moved up to bunt if the ball had been over. Well, old Marvis Marv has done it. He just hit a home run in the third with one on for Buffalo. There's a line drive right at bat, Athletic at first base. He one-handed the ball as he moved to the foul line, and Hunt is out. Hunt has been hitting the ball very well. That time robbed of an extra base hit. Now with two out, it'll be Duke Snider. Duke walked his first time up. And the first pitch to the left-hand batter is low for ball one, a fastball. Maloney back, and there's a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. One-one delivery outside. Two balls and one strike. Beta Pinson playing a deep center field against Duke Snider. He's right at the bottom of the incline, which would put him about 15 feet from the wall in center field. Center field very shallow in this park. There's a foul ball by the Duke. Two balls, two strikes. 383 to straightaway center field. Now 2-2, Maloney comes back with a fastball, hit right through the middle in the center field. Line drive by Maloney, he made a swipe at it, but couldn't get it. The ball went into center field. So the Duke has a base hit, that's hit number three off Jim Maloney, and the batter will be Frank Thomas. Frank also walked his first time up. He's batting .243. Mets lead at 3-2. Reds with two men out here in the top of the third. First pitch to Thomas. Hit to deep left field. Going back up on the incline is Frank Robinson. He looks. The ball is off of the screen. A home run. Frank Thomas hitting a curveball. A line shot off the screen above the wall. A home run. So the Mets now have a 5-2 lead. And for Thomas, that is his fourth home run. And it's been a long time coming for Frank. Five to two, the New York Mets on top here in the third, and the batter will be Ed Cranepool. Cranepool had his second home run in his major league career yesterday to give the Mets a lead in a game which they won 4-1. And the first pitch by Maloney is outside ball one. Crane pulls shortening up, looking for possible knockdown pitch. Now Maloney back to the plate outside and high again, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. And this time Cranepool goes for a high fastball and he fouls it back on the screen. Crowd just a silent buzz around here. They're a little bit shook up with the Mets on top 5-2. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. Mets have won the first two games of this series. And the headlines in the paper here stating that that can't be done. The Mets can't beat the Reds. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch to Cranepool is hit high in the air, right around home plate. Coming in is the third baseman, Darryl Spencer, in foul territory now. He calls and he makes the catch. That retires the side, but in the inning, the Mets score two more runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. And the score now at the end of 2.5 innings of play. The New York Mets 5, the Cincinnati Reds 2. Bottom half of the third inning. The Mets lead 5-2, and the first man up for the Reds will be Vada Pinson. Pinson with a double to left field to drive in one of the two runs for the Reds. He's batting 305, a left-hand batter. Al Jackson has given up three hits, allowed two runs. He has struck out two and walked one through two innings. And now his first pitch here in the third, and it's a called strike, a curveball over for strike one. Frank Robinson, the on-deck batter, and Jackson with a one-strike pitch, and it's a let-up hit down the left field side foul, and on the play, Pinson broke his bat. He hit the ball right on the end of the bat. So he goes for a new bat. The count is 0-2 for Al Jackson. Al with a record of 5 wins and 6 losses. Al is 27 years of age from Houston, Texas. Born on Christmas Day. Now time is in. Pinson with a new bat in the batter's box. And Jackson comes back to the plate. And the pitch is way outside. One ball, two strikes. Mets 5 runs on 4 hits. The Reds have 2 runs and 3 hits. One and two, and Jackson comes in, and the ball's hit down to second base. Ron Hunt picks it up, throws to first base for out number one in the bottom half of the third. That'll bring up Frank Robinson, who was hit by a pitch ball his first time up. Robinson batting 266. Mets have been tough on Robinson in the series inasmuch as they have really pitched around him. He's had very little to hit at. And there's a strike call, a fastball in. In the first game, won by the Mets by a score of 10-3, Robinson walked 3 times. He was at bat once. In the second game, Robinson batted 3 times. Officially, he was walked once, and he was 0-3 there. There's a let-up hit right off of the end of the bat, right back to the pitcher's mound, taken by Jackson, and Robinson is out. So Robinson has yet to get a base hit in the series. Now with two out, the batter will be Darryl Spencer, who struck out swinging his first time up. Darryl batting 287, batting from the right-hand side. And Jackson misses with a fastball high and outside, ball one. Oh.
Left-hander back to the plate with a change of pace. It's over. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Giants on top in the National League race by one half game over the St. Louis Cardinals. They have won six straight. Jackson now with a fastball, a swing and a miss, strike two. Los Angeles in third place. They trail by one. They have won eight of their last 11. The Cubs in fourth place, four games back, and the Reds in fifth place, four and a half out. Now at 1-2, Darryl Spencer hits the ball sharply down the third. A one-hand play by Neal. The throw crossed in time to retire the side. So Al Jackson getting support from Charlie Neal for the third out. And in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on. And the score at the end of three, the New York Mets 5, the Cincinnati Reds 2. Now Tim Harkness up against Jim Maloney. Takes low inside, ball two. Fourth inning, New York in front by a score of 5-2. Maloney out of his windup delivers. Ball three, inside and low. Al Moran will be up next, and then Al Jackson. Now Maloney with his 3-0 pitch. Low and inside, it's ball four, and Harkness walks on four pitches. Now, before Al Moran steps in to hit against Jim Maloney, let's pause for station identification.
It's 8:10 on the radio dial. WGY is connected. The time is 3 minutes after three. The present temperature, 72.
Bob Murphy with Ralph Kiner and Lindsey Nelson from Crosley Field. Moran, the batter now against Jim Maloney. Takes the fastball over, strike one called. Moran drove in a run in the second inning with a clean single to left center field, scoring Jim Harkness. Harkness had doubled, driving both Snyder and Thomas across the plate. Now the pitch on the way. A high pop fly out towards second base. Leo Carden is calling for it, and he has it, one man away. One out and one on. Jackson now will be coming on to hit. Now Freddie Hutchinson has warm-up action going for the first time. Veteran right-hander Jim Owen starts to get ready. Alvin tried to bunt the third strike in the second inning and was struck out by Maloney. Darryl Spencer in close at third, looks for the bunt. And the pitch is over as Alvin squares around, strike one. New York, 5 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Cincinnati, 2 runs, 3 hits, and no errors. First game of a Sunday doubleheader. We're in the fourth inning. Swung on and fouled back into the crowd. Jackson squared around, then tried to take a swing and cross up the defense. It's one of Casey's very favorite plays in baseball, and he drills his pitchers on it a great deal during spring training. So Jim Maloney, the big hard-throwing right-hander from Fresno, California, has a 2-strike count on Jackson. In comes his pitch, inside the high, and Alvin had to bail out of there on that one. 1-2. Jim Maloney, 9-2 on the year. Mets got 3 runs in the second and 2 runs on a 2-run homer by Frank Thomas in the third inning. Here's the pitch to Jackson, outside and high, and the count even now, 2-2. Don Pavlovic at first base holding against the runner, Tim Harkness. The ball is fouled back toward the crowd. Count remains at 2-2 on Jackson. Following the doubleheader today, 3 games remain on the road trip, and then it's back home for the big Old Timers Day weekend. Tickets are on sale at the advanced sale window at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. Fouled again by Jackson, back into the mesh. The count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quite a reunion coming up. Today is Father's Day, and we hope that a lot of the fathers receive the ticket to the Old Timers Day game for their Father's Day present. Now the 2-2 delivery. Swing, and a miss. He struck him out. Strikeout number 6 for Jim Maloney. Now there are 2 away, top of the batting order for Charlie Neal. Charlie has been up twice and struck out twice. Mets have used the long ball to drive in 4 of their 5 runs. Harkness doubled to drive 2 in, and Thomas a 2-run homer. An off-speed delivery starting Neal off, and it's high. 1 ball and no strikes. A high pop fly outside first base. Moving over, getting under it, is Don Pavelletti. And he makes the grab easily in foul territory to retire the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 left on. Now at the end of 3.5 innings, the score, the New York Mets 5 and the Cincinnati Reds 2. Last of the 4th inning with Tico Cardenas to lead off against Alvin Jackson. Cardenas was struck out by Jackson in the 1st inning. That was a big strikeout because he was struck out with 2 men on base after 1 run had come in. Now Al out of his windup delivers way outside, 1. At the end of 4 innings, Philadelphia 3, Milwaukee nothing. Cal McClish against Bob Henley. All major league teams are playing doubleheaders today. The St. Louis Cardinals lead the Pirates 3-0 after 4.5. Foul ball hit down the 3rd baseline. For the Bucks of Danny Murtaugh, Don Swall is pitching, and for the Cardinals, flame-throwing Bob Gibson. Warm-ups at Candlestick, Don Nottebart for Houston, and Bob Bolin for the San Francisco Giants. Cubs and Dodgers play 2 in Los Angeles. Pop foul hit down the left field line. It's going to be out of reach. Moran making a run on it, but it's far, too far out of his reach. In the American League, Kansas City and the White Sox, no score at the end of an inning and a half. Dave Wickersham against Johnny Bouzard. Bouzard having a real good year for the White Sox, and he has one of the best earned run averages in the major leagues. Mound duel going in Minnesota. Dean Chance against Jim Cott. No score. Angels nothing. Twins nothing at the end of 5. One ball and 2 strikes here on Chico Cardenas. Nobody on, nobody out. Last half of the 4th inning. Fastball over. Strike 3 called, and Jackson gets him again. That is the 3rd strikeout in the game for Al Jackson. Tony Kubek has homered in the last of the 4th inning in New York. Yankees now lead Detroit at least 4-0, batting in the last half of the 4th, Jim Bunning against Ralph Terry. A drive in the air to left center field. It's way back there. Thomas back toward the scoreboard. Can't reach it. It's a base hit. He's playing it off the scoreboard now. And Pavelletti goes into second base with a double. Pavelletti playing the ball up the alley in left center field. He really tagged it. It carried to the scoreboard. At Fenway Park, Ramon Mejias and Dick Stewart have homered. The Red Sox now lead the Orioles at least 5-1 in the last half of the 6th inning. Mike DeLock started for the Orioles, relieved by Dick Hall, and Bill Mondeau-Cut is pitching for the Red Sox. Now left-hander against left-hander. Johnny Edwards up against Jackson. Pitch inside, down around the ankles. 1 ball and no strikes. The end of 5.5, Washington 2, Cleveland 1. Dave Stenhouse against Mudcat Grant. Don Pavelletti leading off second with one out. A bounced foul down the first baseline, no play. One ball, one strike. See, there's no time like the present, and but what better way to use it than to pour yourself a tall, cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Now Jackson takes his sign from Choo Choo. The 1-1 delivery, an off-speed pitch to tie, two balls and a strike. When this eight-game road trip is over, it winds up Wednesday in St. Louis. The Mets then fly home to play the Mayor's Trophy game on Thursday night against the Yankees. First New York meeting ever between the Mets and the Yankees. Proceeds going to the benefit of Sandlot Baseball in New York. A fly ball hit deep to right field. It is way back. It is up, and it is gone. Johnny Edwards building a two-run homer to put Cincinnati right back in the ballgame. It's now 5-4 in favor of the Mets. For Edwards, his third homer of the year, he's driven 33 runs in. Jackson out of his windup, the pitch to Maloney, taken inside and low, ball one. Duke Snyder tried to go up the fence and grab that one, but it was beyond his reach. And into the bleachers, about 370 feet out. Next pitch on the way. Inside, ball two, and it's 2-0. Very unusual for a left-hand hitter to hit a home run off Al Jackson. Five to four the score. New York in front, last of the fourth inning. And this is outside, ball three. Jackson now has gone behind on the opposing pitcher, 3-0. And Charlie Neal says, let's take time here for a minute and try and regroup. Phone ringing down in the bullpen in right field, and Galen Fisco is getting the call again. He'll be up and working for the third time. Now the pitcher on the way. All four, and Jackson walks Maloney on four pitches. Second walk given up by Al. Now coming on to hit is Pete Rose, the switch batting leadoff hitter. Rose has one hit and two trips. He beat out a Baltimore chop in the first inning and later came in to score. Rose hitting at 272, a Cincinnati boy who made the jump from Class A to the Major League. Crowd much alive now in Cincinnati as the Reds have rallied for two. He tries to bunt and misses, strike one. He was trying to bunt for a base hit. Concealed his intentions and wanted to drop that ball down the third baseline. Now Maloney leading off first. In comes the pitch to Rose, inside and high. One ball, one strike. New York five runs on four hits. Cincinnati four runs on five hits. Each team now has a two-run homer. Thomas hit one for New York. 1-1 delivery brushes him back. Two balls and a strike. Now Jackson eyes the runner, delivers off the stretch. A breaking ball over for a call strike. It's 2-2. Jim Harkness holding against Maloney, the base runner. One man away. Pitching 2-2. A ground ball hit down to third. Neal fires to Hunt. There's one. He drops the ball. Puts the tag on him to make the play stand up at second base. He may get a rhubarb on this. Mets had the double play going, but Ron Hunt drops the ball at second base. Maloney was trying to slide into the base. Hunt picked the ball up, whirled around, and they got, they collided just before he reached the base, and Maloney is out. No error on the play. Rose reaching on the fourth play. Play goes 5-4, Neal to Hunt. That's had a double play going there, but the ball is grounded to second by Rod. Now the hitter is Tommy Harper. Harper playing in right field, right-hand batter. Sacrificed to help build a run in the first inning and was thrown out by Charlie Neal in the second inning. Jackson fires over to first base. Off the outside corner as he bluffed at a bunt. One ball and no strikes. Here in the fourth inning, Jackson struck out Cardenas, the leadoff man. But Pavelletti then doubled with a drive deep to left center. Johnny Edwards connected for a two-run homer into the right field bleachers. Foul ball, right straight back. One ball, one strike. Harper hitting number two in the batting order. Veda Penson is on deck, and then Frank Robinson. Galen Sisko warming up for the third time. Now the pitch on the way. He was around to bunt and was hit by the pitch. Harper hit by the pitch. He goes down to first base. Now Penson comes up to hit with two men on. Veda Penson doubled to left field, driving home Pete Rose in the first inning. He grounded out second to first in the third inning. Veda hitting at 305 on the year. Pitch by Jackson. Ground ball fouled on the first baseline. Harkness makes the grab, but it was foul. Runners moving at the crack of the bat with two men down, and they'll have to return. Pete Rose to second and Tommy Harper to first. Now Alvin looking in with a one-strike count on Veda Penson, two men down. Two runs are in. It's 5-4 New York. A ground ball hit toward the home, and it goes through a base hit to left field. Rounding third and coming in is Rose. The throw is coming in to second base, not in time. Here's Harper swinging for the plate. He's in. Alvin is all the way to the first. And now going all the way to third is Veda Penson. Two runs come in, and Penson winds up on third. That was a ground ball toward the hole on the left side that wasn't hit real hard. It looked like Neal might come up with it, but Charlie couldn't reach it. It went through, and it was hit slow so that Penson, a fast man, tied for second. They'll score a double for Veda Penson, two RBIs, or rather one RBI, and then one run coming in on the throwing error. Now the wind-up pitched by Jackson. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Reds now have four runs in. They lead 6-5 here in the last half of the fourth inning. Now the pitcher on the way, down in the dirt, it's ball two. We'll have to check the official score to see whether they give one or two RBIs on the base hit, because Harper was using that speed and the element of surprise as he tried to score, and then when they tried to get Harper at the plate, the throw was in the dirt. Went all the way to the backstop, and that let Pinson go on to third base. Now the pitcher on the way. A long drive by Robinson going foul. Foul ball. He hit that one a mile. Reds have taken the lead 6-5, overcoming a three-run deficit. They have four runs in off Jackson. We're in the last of the fourth inning. Frank Robinson has been hit by a pitch and bounced out pitcher to first. Right now, Pinson is on third, two men down. 2-1 delivery. He is in the dirt, but Choo-Choo blocks it, keeps it in front of him, and the count goes to 3-1. Casey would say the Reds so far this year have been a real whammy to Al Jackson. Now the 3-1 delivery. Round ball hit towards shortstop. Moran deep in the hole is up with it. Makes the peg and the side is out. One RBI to Veda Pinson on the ground double to left field. The second run scores on the throw to second. And the error was charged to Choo-Choo Coleman when the ball got through Choo-Choo. To let Pinson go on to third. And so it's a 4-run inning for Cincinnati. There were three hits, one error charged to Coleman, and one man left on. So at the end of four, it's now Cincinnati 6, and the New York Mets 5. And we've got now Choo-Choo Coleman is up against Jim Maloney, and the breaking ball is taken high, one ball and no strike. Choo-Choo pops the ball up in foul ground. No play. One ball, one strike. Coleman has struck out and fouled out to short. Galen Sisco continues to warm up in the bullpen. Now the 1-1 delivery, and it's a fly ball hit to left field. Moving in is Frank Robinson. He just saunters in for this one, takes it easily for the out. 1 away and nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. Kind of an unusual play on the ground double by Pinson that sent two runs across the plate. Ball wasn't hit hard at all. As a matter of fact, because it was hit slow, he was able to get a double out of it. One out and nobody on. Ron Hunt the batter. Ron has flied to right and lined out to the first baseman, Favoletti. A high fly at the left field. It's fairly deep. Up the incline goes Robinson. Now he's there and has it for the out. Two down, nobody out in the fifth inning. On to hit will be Duke Snyder. Reds have 6 runs on 6 hits. New York 5 runs on 4 hits. Now the pitcher on the way. Duke takes it on the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. Mets have won the first 2 games of this series. Big Jim Maloney winds and pitches. The fast one swung and missed. That might be the fastest pitch he's thrown in the game. He had all of his weight behind that one. Pitching 1-2. And the curve is over. Strike 3 called. And the side is out. That is the 7th strikeout for Jim Maloney in 5 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Mets out in order, and now we've come halfway at the end of 4.5 innings to score. Cincinnati 6 and New York 5. Galen Sesko has come in now to take over the pitching for the New York Mets. Alvin Jackson finding Cincinnati a tough club to handle once again. Alvin leaving the game after 4 innings. He gave up 6 runs, 6 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 3. Here's the windup pitched by Galen, and it's over to Darryl Spencer for a call strike. Real freewheeling game going here in the opener of the doubleheader. Low and outside, 1-1. Darryl Spencer hitting at 287 has been struck out and grounded out third to first. Ground ball to shortstop. Moran to his glove side. Digs it out of the dirt. Throws on to first. 1 down. Right here, let's take time to pause for station identification.
It's 8:10 on the radio dial. WGY Schenectady. The time is 3:31. The present Albany Airport temperature, 70 degrees.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from Crosley Field. The hitter is Tico Cardenas. Tico has been up twice and struck out twice. Right-hand batter, they play him astride toward left. A foul ball whacked back toward the press box and out of play. Now Galen Winding delivers. Curve that hangs a little too high. 1-1. Cincinnati had the first lead in the game, 1-0 in the first inning. The Mets then got 3 in the second and 2 in the third inning. Reds got 1 in the second. It was 5-2 at the end of 3 in favor of New York. Bounced off the plate toward short. Taken on a hop. The hurried throw by Al Moran. In time, he got him by a running stride. 2 outs and nobody on. Now the hitter will be Don Pavoletti. It was Pavoletti in the last inning who started the uprising for the Reds when he doubled to left center field. Johnny Edwards then hit a 2-run homer. That made it 5-4. Maloney drew a walk. He was forced at second on a ground ball hit by Pete Rose. Ball was dropped at second by Hunt, but he recovered in time to get the force play. Then Harper was hit by a pitch. Then Veda Penson hit a slow ground double into left field. Outside and low. On the double by Veda Penson, Pete Rose came in to score. Tommy Harper came around to score. 1 RBI for Penson on the play. Taken low, ball 2-0. And an error was charged to Choo-Choo when the throw to the plate trying for Harper got through and went to the backstop. Now Galen into his windup. The pitch to Pavoletti is inside and low, ball 3. Pitching 3-0. Low, ball 4, and he walks on 4 pitches. Pavoletti has now been on base 3 times in a row, and that'll bring up Johnny Edwards. After Johnny hit the 2-run homer to make it 5-4 in the last inning, the organist here at Crosley Field, as he rounded the bases, was playing Oh Johnny. Edwards off to a good RBI year. Now Galen Sisko off the stretch. Ground ball hit hard towards second, knocked down by Huddy, stays with it, throws to first in time, and the side is out. Ball was hit hard, and Ron got in front of it, had plenty of time to scramble and throw him out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on. Five innings complete now, and the score, the Cincinnati Reds 6, and the New York Mets 5. Right now in Cincinnati, we'll be going along to the sixth inning, a 6-5 ball game with the Reds in front by one after coming from behind. And as we get set to go along to inning number 6, all set to paint the word picture for you, Lindsey Nelson.
Okay, Bob Murphy, Frank Thomas steps into the batter's box to lead off. For the New York Mets, he had a two-run homer in the third inning, and he walked in the second. Jim Maloney into the windup, and here's the pitch. It is swung on, and has a high fly ball to center. Bader Fenson at the top of the incline now comes down a couple of steps and makes the catch. Ball is well hit by Frank Thomas. One away. And that will bring up Ed Cranepoo. He has struck out swinging and fouled out in this ballgame so far. President Warren Giles of the National League has issued a statement saying that his office was notified this morning by Al Varley that he was fed up, quitting, and going home. Pitch is low for ball. Al Varley, of course, is the senior umpire in the National League as far as original point of service is concerned. He was out a couple of years because of ill health. He's a protege of the late Bill Clem. Here's a pitch in there for a call strike, and apparently Barlick went home. And President Warren Giles further has issued a statement saying that he hopes that Barlick will reconsider because he's a fine umpire and a fine person. Swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. Two strike count, it's 1-2. The Reds on top here by a score of 6-5. And again, Maloney is into the windup. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. One ball and two strikes. Mets got to Maloney for three runs in the second, two runs in the third. Here's a swing and a ground ball towards second. Pete Rose is up with it. He plays it on over to Pavletic in time. Two away, nobody on base, and Tim Harkness coming up. Tim doubled to drive in two runs in the second inning, and he walked in the fourth. Maloney has struck out seven and walked three. This pitch is outside for ball. That pitch is in there for a call strike. 1-1. A warm, sunny summer's day at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, Ohio. That pitch is inside for a ball. It's 2-1. Harkness waiting for the 2-1 pitch. And it's high for ball, 3-1. New York Mets took the first two games of this series, of course, Friday night and again yesterday afternoon. That pitch is low and Harkness has drawn a walk. So the Mets get a base runner on the fourth base on balls issued by Maloney today. Shortstop Al Moran starts out. He's being called back toward the dugout. Now, Sammy Taylor is coming in from the bullpen area. Salihima's relaying word down there, and Taylor is being brought in, apparently to bat for Al Moran. With two men out, Harkness, of course, representing potential tying run on at first base. The Mets trail by one. So Casey Stengel is going to make his change right now. He can afford to do that, of course, because he has Chico Fernandez, another shortstop, in the dugout. So it's Sammy Taylor announced now as batting for Al Moran. Moran was up twice. He singled to drive in a run at the top of the second. The end of 6.5 innings in the National League. The Phillies lead the Milwaukee Braves 3-1. The end of 6.5 innings, the St. Louis Cardinals lead the Pirates by a score of 3-2. Here's a pitch to Taylor, swung on as a fly ball to center. Vada Pinson comes out. He has it lined up, and Pinson makes the catch. So Taylor flies out to Pinson, and in the top of the sixth, the Mets got no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left. The end of 5.5 innings of play. It's Cincinnati Reds 6 and the New York Mets 5. Well, of course, there's much talk around the ballpark about the announcement that Al Bartlett notified the National League office that he was going to quit and go home, and apparently he did because he is not working the ballgame today. Here in Cincinnati, the umpires and ballplayers stay at the same hotel. That's a little unusual. And last night, Bartlett had a discussion or two with the ballplayer or two and discussion with the sports writer. And then this morning, just notified the National League office that he was all fed up and was going home. Mr. Warren Giles said he hopes that Bartlett will reconsider. Here's a pitch to Jim Maloney, and it's high for ball one. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Maloney's left-hand batter, and this pitch is a fastball in there for a called strike. Galen Sisco working in relief of Al Jackson. Jackson was a little unsteady from the start today, but here's a pitch swung on. It's a ground ball to shortstop taken by Chico Fernandez, and he plays on over just in time. Ed Vargo almost got him safe and then went to the outside. Chico Fernandez is in there in place of Moran, of course, who was removed for a pinch hitter. Maloney gets a hand as he goes back to the dugout. Pete Rowe is coming up. Pete is a switch hitter, so he's batting left here against right-handed Galen Sisco. And that pitch is outside for ball. This pitch is inside. It's 2-0 to Pete Rose. One man out, nobody on base for the Reds. Galen Sisco out there on the mound for the Mets, of course, is a native of Ohio. He was born in St. Mary's, Ohio. Played football at Ohio State University. Here's the pitch inside. 3 balls, no strikes to Pete Rose. The conclusion of today's doubleheader, the Mets will be flying on to St. Louis to play the Cardinals tomorrow night and Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. This pitch is low and it's ball four. Young Pete Rose, 21 years of age, is a hustler. When he draws a walk, as he did just now, he gets rid of that bat and then flies down to first. Tommy Harper coming up. Harper is nothing for one, a sacrifice and hit by pitch ball today. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Pitch is outside, and it's 1-1. The Reds have 6 runs on 6 hits and no errors. The Mets have 5 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Galen Sisco looking in to get a side from Choo Choo Coleman.
That's it. He's up and set. Rose takes his lead at first base and the pitch. Tries to bunt it. It's a strike. One and two. He squared, bunted at the ball. Zips on through to the big glove of Choo Choo. It's one ball and two strikes. Tim Harkness is holding against the runner at first base. As Cisco checks him. That pitch is outside. It's two and two. We'll be on the air tomorrow night from St. Louis. It'll be radio only, and we'll be on at 8:55 p.m. New York time. Swing and a ground ball foul down past third. Fine Sunday afternoon crowd here at Crosley Field. The Reds and the Red fans figuring they'd had just about all the New York Mets they wanted. Coming into today's game, the season series between the two teams stood all even. The Mets had won five and the Reds had won five. The Mets came in here Friday night. The Reds were 2.5 games out of first place. Starting play today, they're 4.5 games out of first place. Fastball fired tight, and it's a full count of 3-2 to Harper. So let's see if manager Fred Hutchinson is sending Rose on 3-2 with one man out with a one-run lead here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The American League at the end of six innings, the Yankees 4 and the Tigers nothing. Rose takes his lead and he's running. Has a swing and a miss and the throw to second, and Rose is safe at second base. Ron Hutt got the ball, didn't get it on him, and he protests mildly, but it's a stolen base for Pete Rose. A strikeout credited to Cisco as Tommy Harper swung on the 3-2 pitch and missed at Cisco's first strikeout. Vader Pinson coming up with a runner at second. Two men out. Pinson is a left-hand batter. Cisco is up and set. Rose takes his lead. Here's a pitch one on. Has a fly ball deep to center field. Cranepool is back and so is Snyder. And Cranepool can't get it. It is off the wall. One run is scored. Pinson's on the way to third, and he is holding up at third base. As a throw over to third, Charlie Neal takes it, but Pinson is back safely. So it's another run in for the Cincinnati Reds. They lead by a score of 7-5. That ball is hit deep to right center. Duke Snyder drifting over. And Cranepool got to the wall and tried to climb the wire fence out there. Did manage to get a glove up there, but the ball is off the wall and goes as a triple for Vader Pinson, and a run batted in. That'll bring up Frank Robinson. Two men out and a runner at third. So the Cincinnati Reds widen their lead to two runs here. Cisco works for the windup. Pitch to Robinson is low for ball one. Robbie's been hit by a pitch ball and grounded out twice. Again, Cisco with the pitch, and it's low and away for a ball. 2-0. Red 7, the Mets 5. Cisco getting his sign. Miss pitches inside. It's three balls, no strikes to Frank Robinson. The end of seven innings, the Cardinals lead the Pirates 3-2, and at the end of seven, the Phillies lead the Milwaukee Braves 3-1. The end of three innings, no score. Houston Colt 45 is nothing, the Giants nothing. Here's a swing and a foul ball. Robbie swinging on 3-0. Followed it back onto the screen. It's 3-1. Darryl Spencer is on deck for the Cincinnati Reds. How about that no-hitter, that Juan Marichal? Threw at the Houston Jolt 45 yesterday and shutting him out 1-0. That's the third no-hitter in the National League this year. Don Nottebart, Sandy Koufax, and Juan Marichal. Ground ball to the left side. Taken by Moran deep to throw to first and in time. It's Fernandez deep. I beg your pardon. Chico Fernandez making the play and in the bottom of the sixth. Cincinnati Reds got one run on one hit. There were no med errors and one red left. And at the end of six, it's the Reds 7, the Mets 5. We'll be going to the top half of the seventh. Frank Robinson taking his time, getting rid of his helmet and getting his cloth cap before going to his position in left field. The Chicago Cubs are at Los Angeles this afternoon. That'll be a latest start. A group of Air Force reservists from the New York, New Jersey area, from the 514th, who are in camp near here, are parading through the stands with a Mets banner now. They are Mets fans, and it's the 514th TC wing, Go Go Mets. The reception they're getting from the Cincinnati fans is a little mixed, because it's a huge banner. I'd say about one bed sheet in width. Some supply sergeant better check things out pretty closely. They drove about 50 miles to get here. They say they're Mets fans all the way. And so they're parading through the stands with the banner. The Cincinnati fans don't exactly know about this parading through the stands with banners. We're going to the top half of the seventh. And Cliff Cook is coming up to bat for Galen Sisco. Here's a pitch swung on and foul back and out of play. Larry Bernard is warming up in the Met bullpen. Here's a pitch to Cook outside for a ball. And a 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball, a little tight. And umpire Lee Wire indicating that he may have picked his bat as he rocked back. And that's what he says. One ball and two strikes. So the scoreboard count has to be changed. Lee Wire indicating that as the tight pitch, Rock Cook out of there, it barely ticked off the bat handle. So it's one ball and two strikes. Maloney's pitch is fired outside. It's 2-2. The Mets trail by two runs in the top half of the seventh inning. The second game here today, left-hander Jim O'Toole, the winningest pitcher of the Reds, will be on the mound for them, and Roger Craig will pitch for the Mets. Swing and a miss, and Cook is out swinging. Strikeout number 8 for Maloney. Maloney has the season's high in strikeouts in the National League. He struck out 16 Milwaukee Braves on May 21st. He struck out 12 New York Mets previously this year. Charlie Neal's coming up. Charlie had a home run yesterday. Today, he's nothing for 3. Foul ball coming back. Edwards looking for a play. Doesn't have one as the ball hit right in the corner of the dugout. So Johnny Edwards comes out to reassume his position behind the plate. Through 6 innings, the Cincinnati Reds with 7 runs on 7 hits and no errors. The Mets with 5 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. The Mets have had one home run in this game today. Frank Thomas had a 2-run home run in the top of the 3rd. Here's a swing and a base hit up the middle for Charlie Neal. They defense him up with the ball, relays it in, and Neal has singled to center. So with one man out, now Choo Choo Coleman's coming up. Choo-Choo Coleman, a left-hand batter. Nothing for 3 today. Neal takes his lead. Maloney's pitch lets up a little, and it's high for ball 1.
The end of 8.5 innings of play in the American League, the Los Angeles Angels 2, the Minnesota Twins 2. At the end of 8 innings of play, the New York Yankees 4, the Detroit Tigers nothing. The end of 8, the Cleveland Indians 2, the Washington Senators 2. Here's a swing and a foul ball back and out of play. And at the end of 5.5, the Kansas City A's nothing, Chicago White Sox nothing. The end of 3 full innings, it's the Houston Colts 45s nothing, the San Francisco Giants nothing. Here's a swing and a fly ball down the left field line, going foul, curving on over into the stands and out of play. It's 1-2. Choo-choo is in and waiting. It's a breaking ball outside. Cincinnati Reds 7 and the New York Mets 5. Jim Maloney is taking a moment here. Now he's set to work, and here's a pitch swung on. It's a fly ball to right, but Tommy Harper's right there, and he makes the catch. Charlie Neal halfway on the fly ball to right goes back to the bag at first, and that will bring up Ron Hunt. Ron is nothing for 3 in this game. Mets got 2 hits in the second and 2 in the third, and that's been and 1 here in the 7th, and that's been it. Harkness doubled and Moran singled in the second. Snyder singled and Thomas homered in the third. Neal single here in the 7th. Maloney checks. Here's the pitch to Hunt. Swung on. That's a ground ball towards second. Pete Rose up with it. Plays for the 4th over to Cardenas, and that's all. So in the top of the 7th, the Mets got no runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. And at the end of 6.5 innings of play, it's Cincinnati Reds 7 and the New York Mets 5. We'll be going to the bottom of the 7th, but before we do, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY 810 on the dial, Schenectady. The time is 4 p.m., the present temperature 70 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, and Larry Bonart is the pitcher in the ballgame now for the Mets. Darryl Spencer is up for the Cincinnati Reds, and here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Here's a curveball. Hit a fly to left, and Frank Thomas is underneath waiting, and he makes the catch. Spencer, a slide out to left. Galen Sisco pitched 2 innings in which he allowed 1 run on 1 hit. He struck out 1 and he walked 2. And now it is Larry Bonart. Al Jackson is the pitcher of record for the Mets. Leo Cardenas up for the Cincinnati Reds. That pitch is in there for a called strike. Cardenas. That pitch is tight. It's 1-1. Looking in as he signed into the windup, and the pitch swung on. Full foul on the ground, down past Reggie Otero, the coach at third. Boston Red Sox defeated the Baltimore Orioles 8-1 in the first game of their doubleheader today. There's a swing and a foul ball to the right side and out of play. 1-2 to Cardenas. Cardenas was thrown out of the ball game by Doug Harvey in the 9th inning of yesterday's game, and he was fined $50 by the National League office.
1-2 pitch. Swung on, a ground ball right back to the mound. Gloved by Benard, throws on to Harkness in time, and they're two away. Pitcher to first. Don Pavletic coming up. Pavletic has walked, doubled, and walked.
The Mets led in this ballgame one time by a score of 5-2, but then the Cincinnati Reds had a big four-run fourth inning and added another one in the sixth and lead by a score of 7-5. Pitcher's in there for a call strike to Pavletic. Against the right-hander, Gordon Coleman will probably be playing first base for the Reds in the second game. That's a let-up, swung on. It's a fly ball to left. Frank Thomas coming on, and he makes the catch for the out. So Benares gets the Reds out in order in the bottom of the seventh with no runs on no hits, no errors, and none left. And at the end of seven full innings, it's the Reds 7 and the Mets 5.
Innings. Now right here, the first pitch to Duke Snider is popped up high in the air. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer, in foul territory, and he makes the catch. Duke Snider leading off in the eighth inning out, and now coming up is Frank Thomas. On the mound for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Maloney. Jim has given up five runs. He has allowed five hits, struck out eight, and he has walked four. Thomas with a two-run home run, the only hit off Maloney, out of the ballpark in the game by the New York Mets. The home run by Frank was his fourth of the year. And the first pitch to Thomas is low for ball one.
Boston leading Baltimore 5-1 after 7.5 innings.
Now Maloney back to the plate, ball two. And Cleveland and Washington tied up after 7.5 innings, 2-2. Jim Maloney with a fastball low, ball three. Mets with three runs in the second inning, two runs in the third. Since then, they have picked up no runs and only one hit. And there's ball four. Jim Maloney walking Frank Thomas, and now some action in the bullpen for the Cincinnati Reds. Bill Henry, a left-hander, getting up and getting ready to throw. Maloney's fifth walk in the game. And with Frank Thomas at first base, Eddie Cranepool comes up. Ed is 0 for 3 against the right-hander. He has struck out and grounded out twice. And the first pitch is a fastball in the outside corner, strike one. Cincinnati, 7 runs, 7 hits. The Mets have 5 runs and 5 hits. One out here in the eighth. There's a hard ground ball down to Leo Cardenas. He picks it up, races to second to beat the runner there, throws the first, a double play, and Leo Cardenas turning in another fine play for the Reds. He has done a job at shortstop here in this series that you can hardly describe. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. And the score at the end is 7.5 innings of play. The Reds 7, the New York Mets 5. You know, popularity like Rheingold has doesn't just happen. It's the result of millions of people agreeing that Rheingold has what they want in beer. A refreshing difference that they can recognize right off. And two little words tell you what the difference is. The two words, extra dry. Yes, extra dry tells you Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Crisp and bright and clean clear through. That's Rheingold beer for you. And it is the beer for you. Rheingold is a better beer because it's the dry beer. It's a wonderful beer for those wonderful days we all like to enjoy. Even the flavor has a sparkle to it. You'll find that out with your very first glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. So why not do it right now? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold the dry beer. Yes, sir, think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. Buy some the first chance you get. Discover the difference that dry makes. Ask for Rheingold Extra Dry Beer.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, the Reds on top by two runs, and the first man up for Cincinnati will be Johnny Edwards, the catcher. Edwards with a home run in the fourth inning for two runs for the Reds, his third home run of the year. He also has a single and three times up. Left-hand batter in the first pitch to him has popped up down the left field line. A long run for Thomas, and he makes the catch. Frank Thomas going way over, catching the ball by the foul line. A fine running catch for out number one. That will bring up Jim Maloney. Jim getting a hand from the crowd here in Crosley Field. A fine crowd on him. He'll be batting officially for the third time. He has reached once in a watch. Jim's a left-hand batter. After him, Pete Rawls. Larry Benoit, the pitcher on the mound for the Mets. Larry came in the game in the seventh inning. He has now retired four in a row. And the right-hander throws the first pitch in the dirt, ball one. Al Jackson, the starting pitcher. Al went out on the losing side after giving up six runs in four innings. One time in the game, Al had a 5-2 lead, but the Reds with four runs in the bottom half of the fourth took over the lead. 6-5, added one more run in the sixth. Here's a strike called. One ball, one strike. And the pitch back is low, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Here's the final score. The Cleveland Indians defeated Washington 4-2. Mudcat Grant and Abernathy in the game. Abernathy, the winning pitcher, and he got it in relief. Two runs in the eighth inning to win the game for Cleveland. Now the pitch back to plate, strike two. Two balls, two strikes. The losing pitcher in that game, Ronnie Klein. Right here, the score is 7-5. The Reds lead. Now at 2-2, Bernard throws a changeup that's fouled away for a foul strike out of play. And the count holds at 2-2. Bernard's back and again a foul ball out of play. And the count will stay again at two balls and two strikes. Another final score, the Yankees win it on a shutout, a three-hitter. Ralph Terry, the winning pitcher, the losing pitcher, Bunning, the score 4-0, Yankees win. And now a fastball outside for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Bernard at 3-2 outside for ball four, and Jim Maloney walks. Well, I know what a lot of fans are doing right now, pouring a tall, frosty glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. And dry tells you why. How's your glass? Jim Maloney at first base. He is not using the jacket. The temperature game time 76 degrees. It's a beautiful day for baseball. And now the batter, Pete Rawls, one out. Pete has scored three runs in the game. And he fouls the first pitch for strike one. Left-hand batter, and he watches the curveball go over. Strike two. Bill Henry again throwing in the bullpen for the Reds. Also throwing alongside a right-hander, Al Worthington. Bernard at two strikes, and there's a line drive over short. Picked up by Frank Thomas on the first hop, and holding at second base is Jim Maloney. Runners now at first and second with one out. That is the first hit given up by Larry Bernard, and the batter will be Tommy Harper. Tommy is 0-2 in the game. He has scored one run. Harper, a right-hand batter. And he takes the curveball outside for ball one. The Reds 7, the Mets 5. We're in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Bernard's back again. This one is inside. Ball two. Ball knocked down by Choo-Choo Coleman. Runners holding at first and second. Jim Maloney at second base. Pete Rose at first. In the top of the ninth, the Mets will have Tim Harkness as their leadoff man, then Chico Fernandez. Then the pitcher's position schedule up, and we'll wait and see whether or not Bernard would bat for himself. So the Mets will have their seventh, eighth, and ninth batters coming up in the ninth inning. There's a foul ball for strike one. Fastball in the outside part of the plate, fouled off to the right. Two balls, one strike. Choo-Choo Coleman sending the signs out to Bernard. And the pitch back, a check and a swing. The ball hit down to first base. Harkness comes up with the ball, throws to Fernandez at second, and he drops the ball. Holding at third base on the play, the pitcher Jim Maloney, so the bases are loaded. The throw to Chico Fernandez might have been partially blocked by Pete Rose as he came over to the bag. The throw was not too bad. An error is going to be charged to Fernandez. Bases loaded, the batter Veda Penson, and Veda's had three hits and four times up. Two doubles and a triple. He has driven in three runs. And the first pitch to the left-hand batter is a fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. Bernard's back to the plate. A curveball misses outside. One ball, one strike. Ken McKenzie now throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Make that Don Rowe. Left-hander Don Rowe up and throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. There's a hard smash foul. So Larry Bernard has to count his way. One ball, two strikes. Reds lead 7-5. They have the bases loaded. Jim Maloney at third base. Pete Rose at second. And Tommy Harper at first. Bernard, the right-hander, looking for the sign. Now he goes into the windup, and here is the delivery. A swing and a miss. Strike three. So Veda Pinson strikes out with the bases loaded, and now with two men out, it'll be Frank Robinson's turn. Robinson 0 for 3 in the game. He has not had a hit in the series. At game time, he was batting .266. Two men out now as Bernard starts on Frank Robinson. The score 7-5. The Reds lead. We're in the eighth inning, and the first pitch is inside a fastball, ball one. Jim Maloney at third base. Pete Rose at second. Tommy Harper at first. And Bernard's with his 1-0 delivery, a slow change of pace that misses up high. 2 balls, no strikes. Robinson has twice grounded out on change of speed. Both times when Al Jackson was on the mound. Two balls, no strikes, and the pitch back to Robinson is a fastball, low ball, 3. So Larry Bernard now in trouble at 3-0 with the bases loaded. Three balls, no strikes. There's the windup and the pitch to Robinson. Low ball, 4, and that forces in a run. Coming in from third base, Jim Maloney, and the Reds now lead 8-5. Moving to third, Pete Rose, down to second, Tommy Harper, and Robinson drives in his first run of the game. He now has 46 runs batted in. Well, I guess you can't really say he drove it in, he walked it in. Now the batter in the batter's box is Gerald Spencer. He fouls the first pitch back out of play, strike 1. Spencer is 0 for 4 in the game. He has struck out, grounded out twice, and flied out. Bernard's back with a change of pace that's low. 1 ball, 1 strike. Tim Harkin is coming in at first base for a possible play, but no throw made. One ball, 1 strike. And the fastball is on the inside corner, called strike 2. Nelson Matthews has hit a home run for the Chicago Cubs. And Johnny Padres, who started the game, is out of the game, and Ed Roebuck is in the first inning. The Cubs lead by at least 3-0. Bob Buell working for the Cubs in that game. That was against the Los Angeles Dodgers. There's a curveball swung on and fouled back to the count of hold at 1-2. Nelson Matthews broke into the major leagues with a grand slam home run against the Dodgers last year. That won a game for the Cubs 5-0. Of course, he drove in 4 of the runs. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Bernard to Gerald Spencer, and it's low for ball 2. Bases still loaded. The Reds lead now 8-5 with a run here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Mets at one time had a 5-2 lead. Here's the windup and the 2-2 pitch. A drive to right field, a base hit. Pete Rose scoring from third base. The ball gets by Craneball. Harper scores from second. Robinson now all the way from first base. No play on him, and 3 runs come across from the double by Gerald Spencer. Spencer picking up his 19th, 20th, and 21st runs batted in, and we're going to have a change in pitchers. Reds have scored 4 runs in the inning, and they now lead in the ball game by 11-5 score, and that double by Spencer not only knocked Larry Bernard out of the box and brought in Don Rowe, it also sat the 2 pitchers down who were warming up. It'll give Jim Maloney a chance to go all the way. Bernard officially worked a total of 1 2/3 innings, charged so far with 4 runs. He gave up only 2 hits, but in between, working in there, 3 walks. So the walks proving again to be a real tough thing to overcome for any pitcher. Don Rowe, the fourth pitcher used by manager Casey Stengel. The first man was Al Jackson. Al worked four innings, was charged with six runs. He is the pitcher record on the losing side. Galen Siskel worked two innings. He gave up one run and one hit. Barry Bonas worked one and two-thirds, giving up four runs so far. The runner at second base will be his responsibility. He gave up two hits, now Don Rowe. Lindsay, how are the scores coming?
Well, in the National League, Ralph, the Milwaukee Braves are leading the Philadelphia Phillies 5-3, going into the bottom half of the eighth inning. That's the first game of a doubleheader. Going to the top of the ninth, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals are tied 3-3. And in that game in San Francisco, it's still no score between the Houston Colts 45s and the Giants, but Don Nottebart, the Houston pitcher, injured his foot and had to be taken out of the ballgame, and Umbright has just relieved him with San Francisco batting in the fifth.
Now the batter here, Leo Cardenas, and the first pitch by Don Rowe is a strike call. This is Rowe's 18th appearance. He has pitched 39 and one-third innings, giving up 47 hits, allowing 18 runs. He has no record, no wins, and no losses. And there's a foul ball for strike two. Reds 11 runs now, and they have a total of 9 hits in the game. Mets have 5 runs and 5 hits. That foul ball hit off of Choo-Choo Coleman, and now time has been called. Choo-Choo's taking himself all over, and he's okay. Don Rowe, who had walked in, now back on the mound. Two-strike count on Leo Cardenas. Leo, a right-hand batter with no hits in the game. He has struck out twice and grounded out twice. And Rowe, with a pitch back to plate, gets the ground ball down to Neil. Neil comes up with it, goes across the diamond to Tim Harkness to retire the side. In the inning, the Reds score 4 runs on only 2 hits. There was 1 error. And one man was left on, and the score at the end of 8 innings of play, the Reds 11, the New York Mets 5. Well, the New York Mets yearbook, which was so popular in the first third of the season, in fact, it was so popular that they had to grind out a second edition, is now available for you at the completely revised edition at all the ticket outlets, and also you can pick it up by mail. This yearbook contains biographical and statistical data on Duke Snyder, Ed Crane Poole, Ron Hunt, Carl Woolley, and it has a four-color setup with Mr. Met on the front cover. It contains over 100 pictures of your favorite Mets, as well as many special articles. There are stories about Casey Stengel and the coaches, Shea Stadium, and the new City Ram scoreboard. It's a must for any sports library. To obtain your copy of the revised 1963 Met Yearbook, send 50 cents to Met Yearbook, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York.
Well, we're moving to the ninth inning. The score 11-5 in favor of the Reds. The Mets coming to bat in the top of the ninth inning. And here to bring you the play-by-play is Lindsay Nelson.
All right, Ralph. It'll be Tim Harkness coming up for the New York Mets. He has doubled to drive in 2 runs and walked twice in this game. Jim Maloney on the mound trying to notch the 10th victory of the season for himself here. He was in trouble early, but straightened out. Here's the first pitch to Harkness. It's in there for a call strike. Maloney has struck out 8 and walked 5 in this game so far. Here's a swing and a foul ball coming back and out of play. It's a 2-strike count. Tim Harkness at the plate for the Mets in the top half of the ninth inning. In the second game here this afternoon, Roger Craig will pitch for the New York Mets. Jim O'Toole will pitch for the Cincinnati Reds.
Maloney's pitch is outside. Chico Fernandez is on deck for the Mets. This pitch is inside. It's 2-2 now to Harkness. Mets led in this ballgame at 1.52, and now they trail 11-5. Jim Maloney with the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout number 9 for Maloney. One away, nobody on base for the Mets, and Fernandez is coming up. Al Moran started at shortstop today for the Mets. He was 1-for-2 and drove in 1 run. Sammy Taylor batted for Moran in the top of the 6th inning. Flied out to center, and then Fernandez came on to play shortstop. This is his first time up. It's in there for a called strike. Again, Maloney set to work, and this pitch is in there for a called strike, too. Houston Colt 45s and the Giants battling nothing-nothing at the end of 5. This pitch is breaking ball outside. He started to go and held up. It's 1-2. Catcher Johnny Edwards all set to fire that one down to third. One man out, nobody on base for the Mets. Swinging a foul ball, back and out of play. Jim Maloney, 23 years of age, a young right-hander that's taken up a lot of the slack on the mound staff for the Cincinnati Reds. The pitch is fired outside. 2-2, he went to the fastball, missed the corner. Lee Wire, the umpire, coming around to brush off the plate. He has a long way to bend over when he does that. He's 6'6" tall. Now Maloney looks in for the sign. Into the big motion. Here is the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and laced down the line and left. It's staying in there. Fair ball. Taken deep by Robinson. Fernandez takes a wide turn and holds at first base. Held to a single. Now Jim Hickman is coming up to bat for Don Rowe. Right-hand batter Jim Hickman is batting for pitcher Don Rowe. I know that a lot of you right now are all set to pour yourself a tall, frosty glass of Rheingold Extra Dry, so go right ahead. Pitch to Hickman is swung on and fouled back. Out of play for strike one. The Pirates and the Cardinals are going into extra innings, tied 3-3. Here's a pitch to Hickman. It's a fastball high and tight. 1-1. Angels defeated the Minnesota Twins 5-3 in the American League. This pitch is right over the top of Hickman's head. Way high. 2-1. One man out and a runner at first for the Mets batting in the top half of the 9th inning. Mets took the first 2 games of this series. That pitch is a little tight. It's 3-1. And the Mets started out today as they were going to take this one. Scored 3 runs in the 2nd and 2 in the 3rd. And at that point we're leading 5-2. But the Reds got 4 big runs in the bottom of the 4th to take the lead. And they've had the lead and have been lengthening it ever since. 3-1 pitch to Hickman. Is high. He walked him. And as Hickman goes to first, moving Fernandez to second, we pause for station identification. The time.
WGY 810 on the radio dial, Schenectady. The time is 4:32. The present temperature, 70 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kinder at Crosley Field in Cincinnati. Charlie Neal is up for the Mets with runners at first and second and one man out. Maloney's pitch is swung on and has a high fly ball to short right field. Tommy Harper is moving in. He's underneath and waiting, and Harper makes the catch. No advance. And that will bring up Choo Choo Coleman. Two men out. The Mets have had six hits off Maloney. He has struck out nine, and he's walked six. There's double barrel action right now. Al Worthington's a right-hander warming up for Cincinnati, and Bill Henry is the left-hander. Fastball turns Choo-Choo high and tight, and it's ball one. Again, the pitch, and it's high for ball two. Milwaukee Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 5-3. Phils will be at the Polo Grounds on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, which will be Old Timers Day, and the doubleheader on Sunday. And here's a pitch high to Choo Choo. It's gone ball three. Three-oh pitch is in there for a called strike. Choo-choo turned inside, but wire says strike one. It's 3-1. Pitch swung on as a ground ball. Taken at first base by Pavletic. Bobbles it, fields it, goes to first in time for the out, and this ball game is over. Pavletic fielded it, bobbled it up into the air, then gloved it before it hit the ground and continued on over to first base to make the play unassisted. So in the top half of the ninth, the New York Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors, and two left. As the Cincinnati Reds take the first game they've been able to take in this series, winning it by a score of 11-5. Keep in mind that the New York Mets will be coming home to the Polo Grounds on Friday night against the Philadelphia Phillies, Saturday afternoon against the Phils, and a doubleheader on next Sunday against the Phils. Tickets are now on sale, and it's a good idea to get those tickets while the Mets are on the road. All the ticket outlets are open, the one at the Polo Grounds, the one at Grand Central, the one at Pennsylvania Station.